Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
When are we putting the Christmas tree up? That's what I want to know. Sirica's like, okay, big announcement, we're not having one this year. I'm there, what? Because, yeah, no, I'm a stickler for the old Christmas traditions, like cooking a load of sprouts, then scraping them into the bin uneaten, and pretending that no one is home when carolers call. Even Honor goes,
no tree. You can't have Christmas without a fucking tree.
Sirica's there, what I mean is, we're not going to have a tree, as in like an actual tree.
Oh my God, Honor goes, please don't tell me you bought one of those lame 3D tree projections. A girl in school has one and everyone laughs at her behind her back.
Sirica's there. No, what I mean, Honor, is that we're going to make our own tree this year. I'm like, what are you talking about, Sirica? How is that even possible?
She goes, I'm talking about this, Ross.
And she shows me a photograph on her phone.
I got it off Pinterest. The family in this picture made their own Christmas tree out of books.
I'm there, books? Like she might as well have said human body parts. She goes,
look at it, Ross. Doesn't it bring you joy to look at it?
Honor's like, why do you have to suck the good out of absolutely everything, Mom, including Christmas?
Honor, Sirica goes, I've been saying for years that we all need to break away from the tradition of celebrating Christmas with an actual live tree.
Honor's like, here we go.
Roll your eyes all you want. By cutting down a tree, you're taking away its life. And the world in which we live needs more trees, not fewer.
I'm still staring at the photograph on her phone. I'm there, Sirica, there's no way we could make something like that.
Sirica's like, why not?
Because firstly I go, how many times have we set out to copy something from like Pinterest or Instagram or any of those, and ours ends up looking, I'm just going to come out and say the word, Sirica, shit.
She's there, oh, come on, Ross, where's your festive spirit?
And I'm like, and secondly, there aren't enough books in this gaff to even make the bottom quarter of that tree.
She's like, don't be ridiculous. There's thousands of books in this house. We're book people.
I think she's been at the eggnog. She walks over to the living room door and shouts up the stairs.
Brian, Johnny, Leo, bring all of your books downstairs, will you? We're making our own Christmas tree this year.
And she tips over to the shelves and starts pulling, you know, books from them. We're talking all of her mindfulness books. We're talking all of her Jane Austen's. We're talking all of her 500 places you must see before you dies, which she lays down on the floor as like a base.
She's like, I've got Brittany's book as well. I'm going to put that on the top as like our store. Ross, where are your books?
I'm there, I only have two, Brian O'Driscoll's and Johnny Sexton's. And I think maybe Johnny could be our store. God knows he's done enough to deserve it.
She's like, go and get them,
which is what I end up doing.
Honor, you too.
Honor's there, I don't own any books. I fucking hate books.
Sirica goes, what do you mean you don't own any books? What about your school books?
I don't have any school books.
We gave you money for school books and I bought clothes with it. Are you thick or just slow on the uptake?
I tip upstairs and I grab the test and becoming a lion from my bedside table. Then I add them to the pile. Then the boys arrive downstairs with their contribution. We're talking literally 3 books each.
Sirica's there. Oh my God, is this really all the books that we own as a family?
Because after 2 hours of work, carefully putting them into place, our tree is literally knee high.
I can't believe this is all the books we own. Oh my God, I'm so ashamed.
Honor's there. Books have caused more trouble in the world than anything else. I'm like, is that true, Honor? It's the kind of thing I'd love to believe.
Sirica's there. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to drive around every single charity shop in Dunleary and we're going to buy every second-hand book that we can get our hands on. That way, we're not only getting an Instagrammable tree. Oh my God, we're helping all these amazing charities at a time of year when their services are most needed.
So off we head, just me and Surika. We end up hitting all of them. We're talking Oxfam, we're talking Barnardo's, we're talking the Irish Cancer Society, we're talking Vincent de Paul. We walk in there and we start grabbing literally armfuls of books and bringing them to the counter without even looking at their covers. The people in the shops think we're off our rockers. We spend 3 hours clearing out all of their book stock and stuffing it all into the boot and then the back seat of the Nissan Leaf. Then we drive home. During the drive, I look at the receipts and I try to add up what it's cost me. We're talking ballpark, somewhere in the region of $2,000. Surika's like, come on, it's Christmas. Think of all the people who are going to benefit from that money. Into the house we go. It takes me like 30 or 40 journeys out to the car to carry all of the books in while Surika resumes the job of building our famous tree. It's like 5 hours later that the job is finally finished. Surika puts Britney's The Woman in Me on top and then she starts comparing our tree with the one on Pinterest going, oh my God, it's basically identical. Okay, let's put the lights on it. And then I can put it up on Insta. And that's when I spot it. Right down at the very foot of the tree, I see my famous rugby tactics book sticking out. I'm like, what the fuck is that doing there? Surika goes, it's a book. You didn't exactly have many others to contribute. I'm there, Surika, I'm going to need that over Christmas. Leinster are playing Munster on Stevens' Day. Surika goes, Ross, don't touch that. But I'm there, I'll just whip it out. It's like book Jenga. And I grab the corner of the thing and I pull it. All of a sudden, the tree starts to wobble. Surika screams. I stand up and I put my shoulder hard against it. I played in the front row for Sea Point in the All-Ireland League, bear in mind, so I'm kind of bringing something to the party here. Honor and the boys come running into the room. Oh my God, Honor goes. I told you the books cause nothing but trouble. And she's right, because suddenly I'm finding it hard to hold them all up. Brittany is the first to fall, then 6 or 7 others. Then I start to feel this weight on my chest as the entire structure starts to come down. I'm there going, I can't hold it, Surika, I can't hold it. Then I suddenly jump out of the way and let the entire thing come crashing to the floor. Fine, Surika goes, sounding like our Christmas has been ruined. Let's go and buy a live tree.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.